Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, I don't know what your plans are for the Super Bowl this Sunday, but let me strongly suggest you cancel them and get on over to the annual soiree put on by the Havens Men's Shelter. It's a big, big, big ta-da over the Magnolia Room. My favorite part, besides seeing Jim Gill, no, just teasing, are the steamed oysters that you can just eat until you drop. And if you think I'm kidding, I have dropped. I just eat my consumption. And but anyway, we're all here today. Jim Gill is with us. He is the board chair for the Men's Shelter. And Jim, you've brought their brand spanking new executive director, who I now know how to pronounce her name right, even though it's spelled wrong. It's Kayla. Did you know that?
No, I was going to call her Kylie, but we've called her a whole different thing. But we would like to everybody to meet Kayla, Kylie Miner. She's come to us in the last month. She's a new executive director. She took over for Tony Elliott, who retired. Tony did a great job for us for 7 or 8 years, and we were sad to see her go. But she did yeoman's work while she was our executive director. And now we bring on Kylie, and she has hit the ground running. We've given her a lot to do between a Super Bowl party and moving into a new facility, which we'll talk about in a little while. But I'd like to introduce her to your listeners now.
Kyla, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, give us the right pronunciation. Is it Kyla?
Actually, it's Kyla.
Kyla. All right, good.
You kind of have to ignore the spelling.
All right, so Kyla, tell us a little bit about you.
So I am originally from Mississippi, been in the Carolinas for about 5 years now. My husband and I relocated here with our children to Indian Trail. Found my way back into the nonprofit arena in Charlotte, and now I'm in Rock Hill.
Oh,
glad to be here with the Men's Shelter.
And how did you find out about this opportunity at the Men's Shelter?
So actually, I was searching for my next opportunity, and something caught my eye when I went to the website for The Haven, and I kind of thought about it and prayed about it for a little while, and I said, I think I want this position. This is where I would think I would make the biggest difference, and decided to apply. And
good for you. Good for you.
From there.
You know, what's interesting is you're coming online just as The Haven is vacating where they've been and moving into new facilities up down here at Pathways.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to see that yet?
I actually go in there once or twice a week. I'm excited about it.
So, Jim Gill, you've been involved with this new facility for quite some time now. Initially, The Haven was going to build a new place. Then Pathways came into existence, and you said this is probably a better opportunity for us.
Well, you know, you've been on the Pathways board along with me. The Pathways concept was just so intriguing to me and the board at The Haven that, you know, it was a way to combine all of the energies of other nonprofits in one location. It just made sense, you know, and we could get into a Pathways facility, 25 beds, for probably a third of what it was going to cost us to build a new building. And the time frame suited us a lot better also. So in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. I hope the rest of the board feels the same way. But we are heading towards opening probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's been a long process of renovating the older building, but, you know, it is what it is. It looks great. Lightner Construction has done a great job of doing the renovation. We got 25 beds, new showers, a community room, office for our resident managers at night, and place for them to stay in their own bathrooms. It's going to be really, really nice back there. And it's you know, beside the day shelter, which is a Pathways now also, so there's a lot of cost savings associated with that.
And my understanding is you also have the capability to grow even the 25 bits.
Well, absolutely. There's plenty of room behind the pathways back there if we want to add on or build a separate facility or whatever we can, phase two, whatever. And I'd like to shout out to the City Council of Rock Hill for the bus situation, because it stops right at Pathways, and I wasn't sure how much that was going to be used, but if you're at Pathways, you look out the window at the bus stop, you'll see a gathering of people that you really utilize that bus service. And over at Bethel Warming Center, I'm over there some, and I see that bus stop. And Oakland Avenue, near my office, I see the bus stop being utilized. So that's been a great thing.
You know, we just had an interview on this morning with Katie Quinn, who is the City of Rock Hill's public information officer. And the usage of the bus has exceeded expectations by months and months. I mean, they're averaging now close to 5,000 people a week that are using that bus. And you're right. Anytime I go by Pathways, which I do regularly on my way to and from work, they're there. Absolutely.
What's interesting to me is when they come down Oakland Avenue, there'll be three or four bicycles on the front of it. You know, people going to stop and taking their bike off the front of the bus and going on to wherever. And that's just pretty cool, I think.
All right. I tell you what else is pretty cool is the whole concept behind the Haven. And I'm going to let you jump in here, Kyla, and tell us, what is it about the Haven that makes this program so successful? Because you guys have got a great track record of getting guys who have fallen on hard times back up on their feet and on their way.
I think one of the things that makes the Haven special is the 90 days that the men typically come and stay. The idea is that the men come to us and, you know, we help them find employment or wherever their other needs are, and we give them an opportunity to get on their feet. And that's something that's a little bit different from a traditional emergency shelter. So we're more of a transitional shelter, allowing men to become self-sufficient, you know, and to gain some of their respect back, you know, be a little bit more proactive in their own futures. So I think that's really important and special about the Haven.
So you get your clients. How do you get your clients? Do you get them, they just walk in, or they're
referred? So we take referrals from other agencies, and we do have some who call directly to the Haven and say, hey, I need help. I need a bed. I actually had a call from a gentleman this morning and said, I need a place to go. I'm homeless, and I need help getting back on my feet. So we have, you know, we take men from however we get them.
And there are men, Jim, right, that you realize just from talking to them that they don't want to be in a program.
Well, absolutely, and we work closely with Bethel and Emily Sutton and her people over there. You know, they're more of an emergency shelter than we are, than our 90-day plan, but they tee us up on guys that are ready for the program. They may come there for a couple of days or a week and say, all right, I'm looking for the next step, and they'll say, why don't you try the Haven? So, you know, Emily and her crowd are a good source of referrals, sending guys to us that are ready for the program. But then she'll have some that are just, you know, chronic homeless, because that's what they want to do. But they give them a place to, you know, to a warm bed and a shower and something to eat. And so they're taking care of that needs, and then they send us guys that are looking for the next step.
So if I'm coming in, if I've been referred from Bethel to come over to the Haven, take me through the process in terms of how you figure out what is making me tick and what I need to get back up on my feet.
So we do start with an interview with all of our guys, and, you know, we find out if they have mental needs, if there's, you know, some have drug problems, alcohol problems, and we find them resources in the community to help with those issues. Others need, you know, just help with finding a job and, you know, finding stable income. Some need to be referred out for some training to gain some skills. So we just find out exactly what each individual man needs, and we go from there. We give them a bed. They come in with, you know, they get meals while they're there. So they don't have to necessarily spend money while they're with us. Right. The idea is that they can save up. And so when they're released or they leave the Haven, they can, you know, more or less fend for themselves and be more self-sufficient.
How do you provide for the meals? I mean, you're giving them what, breakfast and dinner, or how?
So dinner and breakfast, because okay, we're open from 6 p.m. right now until 7 a.m. So they come in and get a night meal and a morning meal, small meal before they leave out for the day. Our meals are provided from volunteers, okay, and we're very appreciative to our volunteers because they just do a lot. Yesterday alone, we had 3 different deliveries for meals, which is amazing.
So when Pathways gets its kitchen open down the road, that would be a good place to be able to provide that meal.
Yes.
in a dining room setting.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's going to be a big big difference having that kitchen.
So when you figure out what it is each of these individuals needs, and Jim Gill hit the nail on the head, when you're at Pathways, hopefully most of those agencies are right there next door.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big resource to have them. The agencies right around the building, you know, they don't have to go far. The men will actually be there on the campus, and we can help them find what they need.
All right, so you are located somewhere else in the city of Rock Hill, been there for a long time, and shortly here, as you say, what, middle of February?
Probably middle of February when we get moved in. We got a final inspection coming up. Hopefully we'll have some punch list items we got to do. They're finishing up. We've ordered our bed. The beds are ordered. They're on the way here. We bought all new beds and mattresses and things like that. We'll get some furniture in there probably once the contractor turns it over to us, and then we'll probably have a soft opening, get the guys in there, and then we'll do an open house type thing where the community can come in and see it and do a tours.
Funding. I know we're going to be talking here in a few minutes about your big fundraiser, but how do you generate your dollars throughout the course of the year besides this Super Bowl party?
Of course, you know, we write grants, and so we do petition other organizations and agencies for grant funding. But one thing we want to focus on this year going forward is growing our individual donors and our corporate sponsorships. I think that's really important to, you know, establish a strong foundation for any organization, including the Haven. So that's going to be one of my areas of focus this year, actually inviting more sponsors to come and support what we're doing at the Haven. I think we're doing some great work, and we'd love to have more support from the community.
Well, you'll have something to show them. I mean, that's for sure. I mean,
absolutely.
You can bring those new donors by and show them this wonderful facility, and I think that goes a long way to making somebody feel very comfortable about how their gifts are being used.
Well, one of my big things is to make sure we're good stewards of people's money. I do not like, it drives me crazy to see a nonprofit or organization taking donations from people and squandering the money. I don't get paid a whole lot to do this, as far as the facility is concerned, we've raised, through different donations and the Super Bowl party and that kind of thing, we've raised about $150,000 to $175,000 to going towards the renovation. It's going to cost us about $300,000 to get in. So I'm going to come looking to talking to people for about another $150,000 I'm looking for to finish out the renovation. My goal is before I leave in a month or two to have and raise enough money where we turn the facility over to the Haven debt-free. That's what I would like to do. That's my goal, and I think we'll be able to do that. I think the community, once they see what we've got, will step up and really, you know, come help us out with that.
You know, the thing that I keep trying to remind people, no matter where you live in the good old U.S. of A., you're going to have the various problems we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
The question is, how do you deal with them? How do you keep Rock Hill from becoming a San Francisco or a Seattle, where homeless people are just all over the place and it's not good for anybody? And I think this is one step in the process. You got all these wonderful agencies that are doing their work, and if Pathways can help them as a non-agency, just give them a place to do what they do and do it better, hoping it works. I mean, it should work.
Absolutely.
You're from the nonprofit world. You should know.
Well, I'm not from the nonprofit world. This different. This is not my sandbox. I have to learn from people like Emily and Kylie and these people that do this for a living. But the Haven is just one part of the process. As is Bethel. As is Pathways. As is Cash Organization. You know, all these people working and pulling in the same direction. You're not going to solve homelessness, but you sure can put a dent in it, and that's what we're trying to do here.
And it's a community issue. In other words, everybody's got some skin in this game. Yeah. Whether you're not on a nonprofit board, you are part of this community, and you need to help, whether it's a check, whether it's volunteering time, whatever it is, you got some skin in the game.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. You know, Kylie's been really looking forward to this because I told her what happens at the mid. We're taking our mid-program break to remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue, Rock Hill. All right, Kylie, here's how it works. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2. Everybody who knows anything about Rock Hill knows how it's done. It's all in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, joinfounders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that four out of five insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, getting some good war stories from the proprietor, Mr. Charles Ruffalo. And we're here today with the brand-new executive director of The Haven, Kyla Miner, and the board chair, Mr. Jim Gill. All right. We finally have delayed all the suspense. It's happening this Sunday. Tell us all about what's going to be happening to make the Super Bowl an evening that you will never forget. Who wants to take it on?
So Sunday, of course, we'll have large screen TVs with the game playing. Doesn't matter who you're rooting for, come out with us and have a good time. We'll have all-you-can-eat oysters, barbecue, wings, mac and cheese. I think we have a guacamole station, an open bar. So it'll be a good time. You won't have to worry about running up your bar tab. Come and join us for a set ticket price.
Well, it really has. I mean, Jim, how many years have you been doing this now?
Oh, gosh, man. I think this is 12.
I was going to say it's over 10 years.
12 now. I lose count. It comes around awful quick. And it's seemed like we were just working on this last year. Shout out to the Dixie Pig. They do the buffet for us. We stumbled on them a couple years ago, and it's been great partnership between them. They do a really good job for us. I think everybody loves the food now. It's
you got it down to a science.
Yeah, it's good too. Yeah. I mean, it's barbecue mac and cheese. We always run out of wings because everybody loves their wings. So we're trying to get more of those this year. And of course, Alex Denton and his crew outside cooking oysters. Starting at what kind of
5:30.
Okay, 5:30. We'll have them ready as soon as we open doors at 5:30. And Nickel Stores provides those for us. Darren and Jeff out there, they get them for us. So it's always a good mix of food and fun.
It is. I can remember the years when they used to blow up the big screen in the middle of the room. And a few years of that, you realize we can do better with putting televisions all around the place. And that's how you do it.
Well, the problem with that was it's loud. You had the generator kept the screen blown up, and nobody could hear. So, you know, we did a couple surveys, and it basically came back, it's too loud, you can't hear. And so we went to projection TVs, Butch Bailey and BK Pro Audio, and Keith Ludlam do the screens for us on the end, the big projection screens, and we got sharp TVs on the side, the big sharp TVs. So I think everybody can see good now, clear HD pictures, and the Comporium comes in. And this year they're going to try something new. Whatever a Fire Stick is.
Stream. They're going to stream.
They're going to stream it, which is above my pay grade. I got no idea. But that's
cool. We're going to have a technician on hand to make sure it goes.
I think David Rocco is about to be there, or we're going to be in trouble with that. I got no idea. So anyway, that's what he told me the other day.
We're the guinea pig.
He said, you can come wire. He said, no, I'm going to walk in with six Fire Sticks. I said, we can't have fire in there. He said, no. Stream it. I said, oh, okay, whatever.
It's amazing. It's a little stick they just put right in the side and kaboom.
He said, do the projections have a USB port? I said, what's that? I got no idea either what that is. So,
yes, they do.
We're going to be the guinea pigs for their new Fire Stick streaming.
That's good. That's great. Well, it's a fun evening. And, I mean, you're really at a point where, I mean, there's a crowd there. There's a large crowd there.
There is. I would suggest you come early and stay late, and avail yourself of all the fun and food and TVs. I mean, it's Super Bowl. You got two great teams between the 49ers and the Chiefs. Of course, Sammy Watkins from Clemson playing for the Chiefs, so that's always good for the local Clemson guys.
Yep.
And you see a lot of good people too. It's a good crowd. There's a lot of mingling going on. A lot of catching up with people.
There's a real strong sense of community there. There's no question about it. It's a fun evening. The tickets are very reasonable. How do we get the tickets, Kyle?
So $50 in advance. You can visit us on Facebook at The Haven Men's Shelter or our website at thehavenrh.org. The tickets will be $60 Sunday at the door. Or if you want to give me a call, the number is 803-328-0052, and I'll be glad to get some tickets to you.
All right, thehavenrh.org.
Yes.
Okay, and the number again, please?
803-328-0052.
0052. So what is it that you want to make sure people know about The Haven and what it's all about? What do you want to accomplish now that you're the new face of The Haven? Thank God it's not his face anymore.
Face made for radio, right?
Yes, exactly right. Me too, Bubba.
Well, I want to make sure that people know that we are doing great things here in the community and that we're growing and that we are welcoming all kind of support. We're welcoming more volunteers just to do a little bit more to help a few more men, to be a catalyst for growth in the homeless men in this community.
So when it comes to volunteers, what kind of work do volunteers do for The Haven?
So mainly our biggest need right now is the meals. We do have other volunteer groups to come in and do several things. We're going to have some volunteers to come in and probably do some decorating when we move to the new facility. So I'm still working on some of those plans right now. But I'm scheduling meals for the upcoming months. So if any group would like to, volunteer to sign up to provide meals, that would be great.
And they do that via the website?
Actually, by giving me a call at that same number, 803-328-0052.
All right.
So we're welcome in Sunday school groups, social groups,
They should prepare a meal for what?
So
15 people?
So right now, 12 to 13, but when we move, those numbers will increase. So.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And the meals are your choice, or does it have to be a hot meal or meat and three?
No, we welcome pretty much anything the groups would like to provide. We take sandwiches. Our men aren't picky. They're thankful to have whatever, the community provides.
I'm
going to
give you a great idea. Give a plug here to Charlie, but you get one of these three-foot subs here at Charlie's, and they cut it up.
Absolutely.
That'll fill you up anybody.
I have done that before when I was providing a meal down there. They loved it. The guys really loved it, and it's I ordered one in advance and took it down there, and it was a big hit.
It's a big hit, especially with your wife, right?
Yeah. we do, sometimes we'll do chicken, sometimes we'll do pizza. It just all depends on, I kind of talk to some of the resident managers, see what they've had lately, trying to not give them the same thing all the time. But, again, they're they're welcome for anything, and they're thankful for anything.
So going from 12 to 20 initially, what does that mean for you internally in terms of what you have to do? I mean, besides supplying a bed and, you know, additional towels and sheets and all that, what about, I mean, do you need more people to pull this off?
So actually we have had to increase our staffing. So we have more shelter managers, and we're doing training right now, getting them ready for the new opening and having extended hours. So it's a lot going into this process. We're preparing right now for it.
So when you say extended hours, I mean, explain that to me.
So we'll be open earlier. When we move to the new facility, we'll be open at 5 p.m. instead of 6. And then we'll be closing at 8 a.m. instead of 7 a.m. So to give the guys a little bit more time in the shelter.
To get out and get to work.
Absolutely.
When you have somebody in there, it doesn't take you long to get them employed. Is that correct? You want to get them on a job?
We want to get them employed as soon as possible. We have, you know, leads for jobs, and people call us with job openings. We have a lot of community partners, and they let us know when they need staffing. So it's really easy to help our guys find jobs.
So you got a network of
Absolutely.
Employment opportunities?
Absolutely. And then, you know, some of the guys who work construction, they'll come in and say, hey, I want to work with you. And so they'll go back and tell the construction supervisor, hey, I have another guy at the shelter who would like a job. So there are a lot of ways to help the guys find employment.
And the key, go ahead, Jim.
Well, unfortunately, I'm a big picture guy. I knew we needed more beds. Now I turn to Kyle and say, you figure out how to do it. As far as the staffing is concerned, it's going to be a learning situation. Mm-hmm. How long do the resident managers need to be there? I mean, somebody there overnight all the time, but do we need two? Do we need one and a half? Do we need split hours? So she's working on that now, and we'll kind of figure that out as we go.
And I would imagine, since all these guys are pretty much in the same predicament, that they get along pretty well together. I mean, that they know why they're there, they know what they're trying to do, and their objective is to get out of there.
Of course, in any situation, when you bring a group of people who don't know each other, you'll have some personality clashes. But I think for the most part, our guys are all focused on what they want to do and need to do. So we don't have a lot of, you know, issues in that area. Everybody kind of, it's a community and a unity inside the Haven. So,
all right, moving day. When it comes, do we just get a moving company and just pull everything down here? We got volunteers or trucks. What do we do?
Well, actually, I don't know. Now, what we're going to do, we were talking about that the other day at a board meeting. We're basically going to be all new. We're going to probably pick the guys up and their stuff and move that. We're going to get all, like I said, we've ordered all new beds. We've got new furniture. We're going to have new linens, new towels, everything like that. So we're not going to move a whole lot, actually. Beds, of course, and mattresses being the big thing, and all that's going to be new. So we just thought going into a new facility that we needed to start fresh. And got these new bed units are really nice, where they got some storage underneath the beds, closet, I mean, pull out drawers, things like that. So,
do you bunk two guys to a room? How do you do it?
Yes, there will be two guys per room.
Two guys to a room. They top and bottom bunk, or is it separate?
Two side by side
beds. Okay. Well, listen, thank you all for what you're doing at the Haven. And again, if you would like to get a ticket, just go online to thehavenrh.org, thehavenrh.org, or you can just pick up a ticket at the door, correct?
Absolutely.
Pay a little bit more for it.
$10.
$10.
Not
pay
much.
$50 in advance, $60 at the door, and it's all you can eat and drink and whatever, have fun with. So, Kylie, welcome to Rock Hill. Good to have you here.
Thank you so
Jim
much.
Jim Gill, always good to see you, buddy.
Thanks always for good to see you when you're not asking me for more money.
Well,
making new ads.
Thank you for all you've done with the Haven, buddy. This has been a yeoman's job.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And our thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. One more time, here we go. It's fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Tell them how it's done, Randy. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.